Oh, General Milley, a hero, kept us out of war from that crazy Trump. Just ask General Mark Milley. Totally self-serving. Our next guest is Chris Farrell, Director for Investigations and Research at Judicial Watch. He is also a U.S. Army veteran, and welcome back to the show. And a couple of months back, actually a while back, you advocated for the court-martial of General Milley, which seems more deserved than ever before. Welcome back, Chris. How are you?
Doing well, Greg. Thanks for having me back on. Milley's a traitor. I hope that once Trump is reelected, that Milley is recalled to active duty, which all general officers are subject to, and that they impanel a Article 32 board, which is like a military grand jury, and they put him on trial and they court-martial him. He's a disgrace. He engaged in traitorous activity, and he's a coward. Let's be real clear. This guy's a phony. He leaked information to reporters who were busy writing these glowing hagiographies about what a saint and a hero he was. And at the same time, he actively undermined the president. He said, F President Trump, I'm going to fight him from the inside, and if they want to arrest me, let them. That is the very definition of subversion. It's a crime. He betrayed his oath repeatedly. I loathe Milley, and every American who respects and understands the Constitution needs to really take a hard look at what he's a criminal. He's a creep. I know you are a former Marine officer. I'm a former Army officer. There are tons of folks, mutual folks with our background and experience, commissioned or not, who know what this guy is and what a phony he is. And no one more is worthy of a court-martial than Mark Milley. He is a half step behind Benedict Arnold.
It really is amazing. I concur, by the way. I do. I like how you put it all there. He incriminates himself in these books and in this article, The Atlantic, that is trying to make a hero out of him. He says stuff in there. He's quoted as doing things that are contrary to the Constitution. He's putting himself above the president. You have to buy into the idea that Trump is a monster. You and I know he's not. He's an ambitious guy. And I think he saw the way the winds were blowing in the swamp. And like the swamp was moving against Trump as soon as he became president, before he became president. He wanted to be with the in crowd. And he signaled to them in big ways and small that I'm with you and I detest this guy and I'm trying to trip him up. I'm on your side, not his. And in doing that, I think he violated his oath.
He did, because the answer, and you know this, and everyone who raised their right hand and swore an oath to the Constitution knows this, you argue to the point of decision. Once the decision is made, if you find it morally unacceptable, you resign. You don't fight in a seditious, subversive way against the president and against the Constitution with this phony, holier-than-thou, I'm going to save the country. He's the last thing other than a patriot. And what he's worried about is all of his appointments to various corporate boards. This is where he's going to line his pockets with cash, trading on his position as the chairman of the JCS. There's nothing lower. You can't scrape him from the bottom of your shoe.
Okay, Chris Farrell, thank you very much. The next guy, C.Q. Brown, is strange and weird for a whole host of other issues, and we'll go into those next time. Thank you very much, Chris Farrell. Check him out at Judicial Watch. Great people there.